Welcome back, y'all. Welcome. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, Republicans, y'all, are up to it once again with what I'm going to call the normal way to make law work around. The normal way to make a law in the state of Wisconsin is that you introduce a bill, either in the Senate or the Assembly. And then you eventually make arguments about it. And there's hearings and committees and all that good stuff. And then eventually you adopt, the Assembly adopts the bill. Then the Senate adopts a bill that might be similar or identical. And then they try to make them exactly the same. And then it goes to the governor's desk. And the governor, you know, the democratically elected governor, who the majority of Wisconsin voters selected not once but twice, decides whether he's going to veto it or sign it. And if he vetoes it, the state legislature gets a shot at overriding the veto by a supermajority of a vote. But Republicans don't like that, you know, because it requires the voters to actually have their will expressed through two houses of our government, two branches of our government. So Governor Evers has vetoed or has threatened to veto these so-called citizenship provisions that Republicans have been talking about. And so what they decided to do was, you know, bypass the normal process of how a bill becomes a law. And they just go to the referendum. Now, just, I'm not going to get into the explainer about this, but like, this is interesting, right? Because they're trying to amend the Wisconsin Constitution to require proof of citizenship. We'll talk about why that one is completely and utterly unnecessary by every and all measures, and that all of this is garbage. It's made up lies. We do not have a problem with non-citizens voting. I repeat, we do not have a problem with non-citizens voting. We've never had a problem with non-citizens voting. The system works. They caught some in Pennsylvania. The system works. The Cato Institute has studied it. It's a real conservative organization. We do not have a problem with non-citizens voting. It is already illegal, except in very few local elections for things like mayor or dog catcher, and none of that's what anybody is actually worried about here. So they're bypassing it to go to a referendum to change the Constitution. It's interesting. Like, we can't just have a referendum and, you know, protect women's rights to control their body. No. Like, Republicans aren't worried about doing that in the state of Wisconsin. We're not going to put that on the ballot. No. We're going to put in this thing that sounds like it might be a good idea, but actually isn't. So I want to talk about that. Your input and comments always welcome. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. This is bugs me. So let's get into this. There's a very helpful explainer about the proposed constitutional amendment that the University of Wisconsin has put out. Okay. So it's the State Democracy Research Initiative. If you Googled that, Wisconsin Democracy Research Initiative, University of Wisconsin, whatever, proposed constitutional amendment. So here's what the proposed amendment that you'll see on your November 5th ballot says. Shall Section 1 of Article 3 of the Constitution, which deals with suffrage, be amended to provide that only a U.S. citizen age 18 or older who resides in an election district may vote in an election for national, state, or local office or at a statewide or local referendum? You read that, and you would think that our current state constitution permits non-citizens to vote, right? It's like, well, shall our constitution be amended to provide that only a U.S. citizen may vote? That's what it says. You read that and you're like, well, obviously the current state of the law is that a non-citizen may vote. That's not the case. That's why this is stupid. As the University of Wisconsin puts it, A Wisconsin voter who is not familiar with the state's constitution could reasonably infer from this ballot question that the current version of the Wisconsin Constitution contains no mention of citizenship, or that it affirmatively authorizes voting by non-citizens or those under the age of 18, but that's not true. Here's what our Constitution currently says. Every United States citizen age 18 or older who is a resident of an election district in this state is a qualified elector of that district. In case y'all missed that, our Constitution already says that you have to be a citizen to vote in our elections. Already says that. And federal law already makes it illegal for non-citizens to vote in all federal elections, including House of Representatives, the Senate, and President. Again, already a thing. It's already in our Constitution. And again, non-citizens not allowed to vote in our state elections either, because our state constitution prohibits it. So this constitutional amendment will practically, like from a change of the law perspective, not do anything. So why are they putting it on the ballot, you might ask? Well. I mean, hazard a guess. And again, I think sometimes you got to zoom out and be like, well, which party seems to be the party that's constantly trying to put in all sorts of new reasonable sounding, they always sound reasonable, requirements on voting? It's always the Republicans. Here's the why, right? I'm not going to like make you wait for the punchline. Yes, it's racist. It's of course that. Yes, it's ageist. It's of course that. Yes, it's ableist. It's of course that. Like pick an ist or an ism. It's those things. But why are Republicans engaging in racist voting practice, ableist voting practices, genderist voting practices? Right? Wait a minute. I know conservatives that are nice people and they're not, they try not to be racists or misogynist. So why is this a thing? Why do they have to lie about why they're doing it? Because of this, okay? It's really simple. Republicans lie about who's voting and the need for these kinds of voting protections because they want fewer people to vote. And the fewer people that vote, it becomes more likely for Republicans to win. And it's not just fewer people voting. They want fewer Democrats, fewer people who are more likely than not to vote for Democrats to vote. Okay? So it's to win elections, to remain in power. And what's underneath that is this simple reality. Any poll, pick one. As long as it's an objective, decent poll, not run by a hack job. We'll show you this. Two things. Our country becomes more diverse, racially, religiously, all that stuff every day. Demographically, that's where our demographics are going. We're becoming more diverse. And in conjunction with that, we can argue about cause or effect. I don't care. It's not necessary for this analysis. But as we're becoming more diverse in all sections of our country, but some sections of our country more than others, namely urban centers and states with larger populations, more diverse more quickly. What's also happening nationwide, and it's in different microcosms and pockets, but nationwide, our policy preferences as a people are becoming more progressive. And I mean that both in the political sense of the word, but also in what we're demanding that policies actually accomplish. And that is, we want government and elected officials that serve working people and middle class folks, that support education and childcare and elder care and paid family leave, and that provide family supporting jobs. We want human dignity. We want healthy communities. vast majority of Americans think, of course, women should have the right to choose. And so our country is moving towards a more pluralistic place. We go to church, mosques, synagogues, and other houses of worship less than we did before. That doesn't mean that we're losing our moral core. It's that we're finding community in different places, less traditional places. We're finding community through music and culture. We're identifying with greater and different kinds of community. Our world is expanding. And as a result of that, we want to see policies that work for more of us, not less of us. For more of us that work for a living and less of us that don't work for a living because they got $1 billion or a huge trust fund. And I'm not talking about a trust fund that helps you buy your home and helps you pay for college. I'm talking about the billionaire type of thing. I'm talking Eric Hovde, 100 millionaire kind of trust funds. I'm talking Tim Michaels kind of trust funds. So to recap, the demographics of this country are becoming, we are becoming inexorably more diverse, not less. Groups that have been historically shut out of boardrooms and oval offices and state houses, all of the halls of government and Wall Street, groups that have not had access to all of the institutions that make up our American lives, political, economic, and social, religious, all of us, those folks, we have greater access. Our world has moved to become more just. I know that's, thinking about it in the context of this election sounds crazy, but this is the why. This is why Republicans have to cheat. We're more progressive. We want more for the middle class. We want more equity and justice. And we're more diverse. And folks can't win when they actually talk about the issues truthfully. And so when you can't win on the idea, you have to lie about the idea, or at least play a little shell game with it. Like, oh, it's not really what you think. And look over here. Got to lie about your ideas. And you got to make it harder for more people to vote who are less likely to vote for you. So make no mistake, everybody, this ain't about, oh, well, the Wisconsin Constitution currently allows non-citizens to vote. No. And research by the very conservative Cato Institute indicates that the occurrence of non-citizens illegally voting in the United States, because it's already against federal law and it's already against our state constitution for a non-citizen to vote in a state or federal election, we don't need this amendment. Yeah, non-citizens illegally voting in the United States, according to the conservative Cato Institute, accounts for less than, get your pens and pencils ready, less than 0.0001%. That's 0.0001%. So this is not a thing. We don't have to worry about non-citizens illegally voting. It's about making it harder for people who are more likely to be brown and black, female, elderly, disabled, students, and Democrats to cast a vote. That is all it's ever been about, because they cannot win on the issues. I challenge you. You are a Trump voter. You think you are a conservative. Go to the Washington Post. They've got a little policy primer there. Take the quiz. Because what they do is they remove D's and R's from behind policies, and you say if you agree or strongly disagree. Because the majority of us support the policies of Kamala Harris. We come back, I'm going to talk more. Let me just say this. Vote no on that dumb constitutional amendment. We do not need it. They're lying to y'all. I'm going to take your calls. We're going to have more discussion. I'll talk a little Hovde. All up next here on this.